Hey, this is Brendo Man. It's Monday. Danny just put up his first audio boo. You can find him. His name's Person Man. Let me make sure. Yeah. His name's Person Man on audio boo. So this is me hitting back up. I guess we'll be each other's listeners. So that's cool. What's going on? Oh yeah, I had this thought last night. It was really weird. I locked my door because Stephen King told me to. Yeah. I was on the phone with Matt from Bagged and Boarded about a month ago, and we were like geeking out hard over Stephen King, and I realized I've kind of lacked in my fandom for him. And whoa, I just lost my Wi-Fi. Hold on. Okay, well, anyways, so I started getting back in, and I bought Just After Sunset and Duma Key, and I think one other thing. No, I think just those. So I was reading Just After Sunset, and in the very last end of the book, let me see what he writes here. He writes, "Take care of yourself, and say, did you maybe leave the oven on? Or forget to turn off the gas under your patio barbecue? What about the lock on the back door? Did you remember to give it a twist?" Things like that are so easy to forget, and someone could be slipping in right now. A lunatic, perhaps. One with a knife. So, OCD behavior or not, better go check, don't you think? Now, sitting there, and I've just read these stories in this book, and some of them were about crazy people with knives, and it's like, I better just, that's crazy, but I'm gonna go do it. And sure enough, my door is unlocked, so I locked it. And yeah, so that's the power of books. And what else did I read? I just read Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, which apparently was this huge, huge fantasy release, was a huge bestseller, and I never heard of it. I guess I missed my radar completely. Another recommendation from Matt, and I give it my highest, highest recommendation. It's by Susanna Clarke. It's phenomenal. Amazing. It's basically this alternate history of magic in England, and I can't even begin to explain. It's really good. It reminds me a lot of Tolkien with all the notes, and she builds this whole universe of magic using all these footnotes and references to things that she created herself, and it's just kind of really puts you in this universe that it's real, that it's there, and I really, really dug that. What else is going on tonight? I'm hoping to go to a test screening of Zombieland. Just saw the trailer. It has Woody Harrelson and Jesse Eisenberg, and I really dig Jesse Eisenberg. You might have seen him in Wonder Adventureland, or Squid and the Whale, or Roger Dodger. And it looks really funny and gory. So I'm hoping to get into that. If we don't get in, they give you free tickets to whatever movie you want to see. So we're going to go see G.I. Joe, and I don't give a crap what anybody says. That movie looks fun. And at this point, I could use some fun. I'm not looking for anything mind-blowing. So I'm running on 3:43 here, so let's end this. Stay tuned. I think this week we got a new Bagged and Boarded. And I think there's going to be my Brendo Man Comic Con minute on there. And coming up, we'll be doing another live Bagged and Boarded in a few weeks when Matt gets back. Hopefully featuring me and Jesse and Matt. You can always find out what's up with me at brendoman.com, and my Twitter is brendoman. Which you might have, that's how you've probably found this. So, I don't know, I'm telling you. All right, have a good day.